British Prime Minister Gordon Brown gives evidence tomorrow before a panel known as the Iraq Inquiry. This public session is trying to establish the way decisions were made in the run-up to Britain's participation in the war in Iraq. The inquiry is expected to report its findings after a general election due later this year. We're going to talk about this with Michael White, who reports for The Guardian. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
So, Gordon Brown, why would he be called to testify here?
Well, he was the Chancellor of the Exchequer, the finance minister here in Britain. So he was the money man in the war. He's not in the same position as Tony Blair. He's being asked, why did you back George Bush to the hilt? Why was the occupation handled so badly? Brown's problem is much narrower. He's asked, why did you not provide enough money so that British troops could do the job without several hundred of them being killed and many, many more injured? A similar story which you have at home, except you, frankly, as all the British soldiers tell us, had much better weaponry and much better kit.
I'm glad you mentioned Tony Blair, the former Prime Minister. He was called to account for his policies in this way. Gordon Brown, as you mentioned, has a little bit narrower question to answer, but also has a bigger problem because here's this unpopular war and he has an election coming up, doesn't he?
Yes, I think it's not as bad as you imply in your question for Brown. The great passion and anger against the Labour government for taking part in an unpopular war has subsided somewhat. So Brown is subject to embarrassment as a leader and questions of character. Did he support Blair fully? He rather plays the role of T.S. Eliot's McCavity, the cat who's never there when there's trouble. And was he mean with the money, with the financial commitments to the Ministry of Defence, and thereby putting voters' lives and voters' children's and husbands' and sons' lives at risk? So it's a motive in a different way.
And it sounds a little tricky for him as well, because he can say, I supported the war all I could, which means that he was with the unpopular Tony Blair on this issue, or he can say, I didn't support the war that much, which distances himself from the man who helped bring him to power.
He'll try and have it both ways a bit. Everybody knows it was very much Tony Blair's, I was going to use the word crusade, but we don't use that word anymore, do we? Mm. Blair was up for this and Brown went along with it. But it's irritating and, for some people, makes them angry that the idea that the Treasury could have provided more money than it did. Now, Brown will deny all this. He said the troops got all the Chinooks and all the heavily armoured cars that they needed. The fact is, we hadn't fought a war like this, and we suffered just as your forces suffered. But as in World War One and World War Two, you're better equipped, and our boys notice it, and their mothers hear about it. So it's a bad one for Brown, especially because he's never really been interested in what you might call hard power. He's a soft power man. He believes that building wells and roads, international aid, is the way to win these issues. In many cases, it is. But he's never been interested in or sympathetic to the military. And the military has made this very clear during its own evidence to the Chilcot inquiry, where Brown appears tomorrow.
You know, I'm sure, Mr. White, Iraq has faded very much from the headlines in the United States. Even Afghanistan doesn't get as much attention as you would imagine. Are people still thinking a lot about the Iraq war in Britain?
Well, we've had four inquiries. We've had a lot of new detail we didn't know about before, but the broad outlines of what happened and the mistakes were made and why they were made and by whom has been known now for several years. And the difficulty is that people who are quite intractably opposed to the war basically won't be happy until they see Tony Blair and George Bush at the International Criminal Court in The Hague, which is not going to happen in the case of either of them, and held to account, sent to jail, convicted as war criminals. I'm sure some of your listeners will recognize the language and know that I'm not really exaggerating very much. There is a deep and intractable core of people, I don't know how many, but a significant minority, who really think this was the worst thing either of our governments have done for a very, very long time, and they want justice. And if the verdict is anything less than that, they will throw their hands up and say, whitewash.
Michael White of the British newspaper The Guardian, thanks very much.
Not at all.